Everyone is a role model. The only question is whether they are a good or bad one. Good role models are a blessing that lasts three lifetimes. Their positive effect is passed on to the next two generations. Following a positive role model is my apprenticeship for life. When I stand shoulder to shoulder with them, I adopt their positive beliefs. When I rejoice with them in their victories and cry with them in their defeats, I practice life as it really is. When I get up with them after they've been knocked down, I develop championship resilience and I transplant their empowering beliefs into my mind. Many role models who had a positive impact on my life never knew they made a difference. They gave me inspiration and carried me through difficult times. I never know who is watching as I live my dreams. Nevertheless, I know that others are watching. They aren't trying to catch me stubbing my toe. They are looking for inspiration and hope. They hope that I am the one who will become their role model and show them the way. I am their hero, and it's important that I don't let them down. My life will have an impact on many people whom I will never know. I want that impact to be positive. Their life will be better because I pass this way. I will make a positive difference in their life. There is nothing wrong with adrenaline as long as it doesn't rule your life. The adrenaline-based lifestyle constantly looks for higher highs. The addiction to adrenaline beckons adventurers to surf down 100-foot waves and to leap off tall buildings with a parachute on their back. They dance on the tightrope between ecstasy and doom, and during their sometimes short lives, they enjoy their own special high. I can't get inside the brain of adrenaline junkies, but I can sense their spirit. They want to push the envelope, to live on the edge, to look fear in the eye without blinking. They want to be free. I confess that I want the same thing, but without all the risk. I also want something else. I want to be a role model that makes a difference in the world. I want my life to be a blessing that lasts three generations. I would love to live a high-risk, no-margin-for-error lifestyle, but I don't want that to be the message of my life. My life is larger than a transient spike of adrenaline. I am a purveyor of dreams and high expectations. I can't think of anything more exciting than getting you to believe that it's actually possible to make God's dream for your life come true. Over 2,000 years ago, a man named Jesus walked on planet Earth and made a mind-boggling statement. He said, "As you have believed, so it will be done unto you." And he didn't say it just once. He said it again and again. Jesus came to change people's expectations. He told them that they were God's children and that it was time to look fear in the eye, to live on the edge, and to be free. When Jesus healed sick people, it's not an accident that he said, "As you have believed, so it will be done unto you." He wanted them to know that to be a healthy person, they had to have healthy beliefs. They had to believe that it was possible to get better. When Jesus healed blind people, it's not an accident that he said, "Become what you believe." He wanted to change their expectations, to open their hearts and minds, to change the way they looked at the world. Too many people have problems with their expectors. Negative expectations dominate their lives. They expect that they will always be poor. They expect that depression will control their mind. They expect that their health will never improve. They expect that everyone else will get the breaks, but not them. They have the wrong expectations. Jesus came to fix your expector. Jesus has positive expectations for your life. He has a dream for your life that is better than anything you can imagine. You belong to Him, and He wants you to live an abundant life. He expects for you to have a positive mind. He expects that your health will improve. He expects that there is no limit to how good your life can become.